first victim of the game.
No!
Yeah.
Stop
yeah.
it!
I don't want to hear no complaining,
please.
Daddy.
Please,
oh,
Diddy, please.
Yeah. Nah, Diddy, do. Diddy, see, Diddy.
All right. It started.
They talk now. All right. Let her rip.
All right. Welcome to the inaugural episode of They Talk Now, or TTN. I'm Anthony, also known as Woody Rubs, joined as always by, how do you want to go? How do you want your name to?
Alex.
Okay, Alex. Okay, I didn't know if you want to like Magna Pina Squid like it is on Twitter. Linked in the description down below. All of our Twitters, by the way.
Yeah, check it out.
All right.
I mostly just repost it, but.
How you been?
Pretty good. How are you?
I am.
Care to elaborate?
No. Do you have a topic you wanted to jump into right away?
No, I'll let you start us off here.
All right. I've been playing the Call of Duty beta.
Okay.
You haven't played it, have you?
I have not.
Dude, toxicity is back, bro. Like, Modern Warfare 2 levels. It's insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They have this, like, mode in it where you can, like, go behind somebody and use them as a human shield, and then voice
what?
Chat activates.
Is there proximity chat or just
yes,
chat?
There's proximity chat.
Oh, sir.
So, I've seen clips of people getting human shielded, and then they move in a certain way that makes it look like they're getting, you know, humped. And,
oh, wow.
Dude, it's insane because, like, the voice chat will be like, yeah, I got you now. We're going to bed now or something like that. It's crazy.
It sounds like a great time, to be honest. Is the beta open to everybody?
I think it closed. So, full forewarning, we are recording this on Tuesday. No, it's September 10th.
Oh, we should do that at the beginning. Say the date.
I'm going to. Well, in case something happens in the election, the debate, I'm going to be like, we recorded this before Donald Trump shot Jake Tapper.
Okay. We're 15 minutes before it happens.
Yeah, exactly. We're on some time travel shit. But I think it closed today. So
the beta.
Yeah, I think the beta closed today. But there's this, like, omnidirectional movement, which means you can sprint in any direction.
That's cool. I wonder if I could do that in real life.
I might
have to get up and try.
I don't think you should. Don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself. But you can, like, reverse dolphin okay, dive.
Wow.
So
do you have a clip of that? I need to see that.
I'll put a clip of the human shield thing at the top, and I'll... Yeah, so that'll be there. But yeah, no, dude, this Call of Duty game is actually, like, really fucking fun.
All right, that's good. My main gripe with COD is just that they, like, recycle so many assets from the previous year.
Oh, yeah.
Very obvious.
Well, I mean, you didn't play... When's the last COD you played?
I think the newer Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
I deleted it, though. It's taking up too much disk space.
No, it does take up a lot of space. Those games are like 400 gigabytes. It's ridiculous.
Exactly, dude.
And because the last COD game I played was MW3, the most recent one.
Okay.
And then...
So Modern Warfare 2 for you as well, then?
Pretty much, yeah, because it's basically DLC. Because, like, you can use the Modern Warfare 2 guns in Modern Warfare 3. It's kind of, I mean, okay... But Call of Duty isn't a game anymore. It's like a platform. So,
yeah, it definitely seems like that. I just cracked my neck. I wonder if that actually got in there.
I didn't hear it, but who knows?
Dang it. I don't think I can do it again.
But no, this Call of Duty game, like, it actually seems like really fun. It is very unforgiving, though, with the movement because it's so fast. You'll get people, like, side dolphin diving and, like, killing you with a pistol. There's one SMG in this game that has more power than the sniper rifles.
What?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's got, like, no recoil, and it can hit long-distance shots like a sniper can. It's ridiculous. Thanks, yeah. Adobe Creative Cloud, for just updating as we're going.
I mean, why not? We could get into a whole discussion about Adobe, dude.
Let's do it.
I don't know. Well, let's get through the main ones that we had planned.
Yeah, okay. All right. All right. You wanted to talk about Summer of 69. Want to elaborate?
Yeah. Basically, in my head, it was more fleshed out in my head, but basically just, wow, what a time to be alive. Let's move on to the next topic.
Okay. I'm trying to think of, like, what else happened, like, in the news. I mean, did you see the Minecraft movie trailer?
No. You already asked me that before we started.
I was trying to create... Fuck it. Fuck you. I'm going to redo that from the top. Fuck you.
Don't end it.
I hate you. We're not doing this in one take. I'm going to edit this.
What are you talking about? Yeah. Doing it in one take? That's not what I signed up for. Unedited, baby. Raw.
Okay, fine. Yes, I watched the Minecraft trailer. It doesn't look like a movie for me, and people are mad about that because not 6 years old.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the target audience is way lower in age than everyone who's criticizing it. It doesn't
exactly
make any sense.
Exactly. I don't know. And there's people mad that there's, like, a black woman in the movie, too. These people exist.
More accurate. You can make whatever skin you want.
Exactly.
What were those bigger versions of Legos that they had when
you were Duplo. Kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like people complaining about, like, oh, this Duplo only has 4 studs instead of 8 like Lego. Dude, because you're not the target audience here.
Actually, Duplos had 6 studs, and Lego only had 4 studs in the legs. Actually.
Real.
Yeah. All right. You also wanted to... I mean, I guess we're done with the Minecraft movie, right?
Well, I don't know. Do you have anything else to add?
No, I don't care. I think it's kind of funny, though, how Jack Black, the last, 3 years, has, like, his career has just, like, taken a nose plummet.
How do you mean?
I mean, the last movie he was in before this was Borderlands.
Okay.
You didn't see Borderlands, did you?
No.
Have you played the game?
A movie called The Borderlands. I played a little bit of 3.
Okay. I haven't played any of the games, but I know that the movie's bad because people on Twitter say it's bad.
That's not how you should live your life.
No, I mean, it does look bad, like inherently. Like, there's a shot in the trailer where they're, like, lifting up a hatch, and you can see, like, somebody's arm lifting up the hatch for the actors.
Oh, wow. That's sloppy.
Yeah. That man doesn't know how to composite in Premiere.
I don't understand why, like, all these studios just keep coming out with movies that are based on, like, games or IPs that already exist. Like, why not make something new and exciting?
Because that requires a risk. And do you think Warner Brothers is gonna risk anything?
I don't know. When's the last movie where you felt like they really risked it?
I don't know, that's a tough one.
You watched any, like, controversial movies?
Probably the first Dune, I would say. That was a risk.
Okay, but that already exists.
Yeah, that already existed, but also COVID. So, yeah, that's tricky. The last original movie that I thought was a risk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to, like, go back and, like, look through a list, because I feel like movies nowadays are all just, like, IP and Marvel Cinematic Universe slop.
Real. Yeah. You see Long Legs?
I did not see Long. Well, horror to me is a different category all on its own. Ball game, yeah, huh? It's a whole different ballgame to me. But I'm talking like big, a. Like...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go.
Are you a big, like, A24 guy? Do you like horror movies?
Not particularly. I think my favorite horror movie is Alien.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have great news for you about what's in theaters.
Right, I'm now. Aware of Romulus being out. I'm aware. Yes, I still haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, because I just rewatched all the other Alien movies except for 3 and Resurrection.
Oh, okay.
So I watched Aliens, Prometheus, and Alien Covenant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but your favorite out of all of them is the original one?
Probably Prometheus.
Okay.
I think Prometheus is like a criminally underrated movie.
Yeah, let me.
That's the one with like the handsome Squidwards.
I can't remember.
It's not really even like an alien movie. It's more about like a movie about like where the human race came from that they just decided to throw an alien in at the end.
Okay. I think I did see this, but I was a young lad back in 2012. I don't really remember it.
No, yeah, you were 12, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to dox you, but, you know.
That's all right.
It's fine. Yeah, his actual name is Walter Hartwell White. He lives at 308 Negro Royal Lane, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yeah.
Dude, Breaking Bad is so fucking good, dude.
Dude, it's so funny.
Says it's good, like, it really is that good, though.
It's
still relevant today. Yeah. Like, there's still so many memes about it today.
Yeah, dude. Like, I watched Breaking Bad for the first time maybe 2 years ago. It was definitely post-COVID.
Did you already know, like, anything about it?
I kind of knew. Yeah, I knew.
But, like, spoiler-free for the most part?
For the most part, I mean, I knew what happened in the end. I didn't know how it happened.
Well, yeah. All right, that's fair. But he's coming back, though. Did you see that?
No, I did not. What?
Apparently, they're making a movie where Walter White lived. Like, Netflix is doing it.
Oh,
like,
okay.
It's actually going to be part of it.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know when the release date is or anything. I just saw one article about it.
Like, they did Better Call Saul. They're doing a Jesse show.
Did you watch Better Call Saul?
I did not. No, did you?
Oh, my. Yes, dude.
Okay, I did not watch Better Call Saul. I know that, like, anyway. I don't know anything about Better Call Saul. I know that they're doing a Jesse show on Netflix as well. And then they're also doing a Huel show.
No way.
Yeah, it's called. Dude. It's called Gotta Fuel Huel.
Oh my god.
But no, dude. Like, going back to like Breaking Bad, dude. That show is so like funny at times.
Oh yeah, you ever seen the videos where it's just Breaking Bad, but it's a sitcom
and
people having like laughter?
Yes, so good, dude. That show is so, like, damn funny. Like, when Todd shoots the kid, it's kind of funny.
What? Of all the scenes, that's the one you think is funniest? That's what came to your head first? What the fuck? What the hell is that? Maybe we can't do this in one take. What? All right, no, elaborate, dude.
No, because Jesse's like facial reaction and then it cuts off to black. From like a filmmaking perspective, it's so funny because he just shoots this kid and then Jesse goes no, but then like mid-sentence it just cuts to black.
Okay, maybe I gotta rewatch.
Like it's the ending of The Sopranos, dude. It's
oh wow, what a,
it's so
what an
funny
ending,
dude.
That ending pissed me off. I didn't know that was going to happen, and I had to rewind it.
Hang on a second. Okay, so just for listeners, there's going to be a rule on this podcast. That is, if a movie or TV show is over a year old, we're going to spoil it with no warning.
Oh.
Does that make sense? Is that fair to you?
Man, I don't care. I'm in it.
Okay, cool. So if it's 1 year out, we'll spoil it without warning. And, like, The Sopranos has been, like, 10 years, if that. Or more.
Yeah.
Way more than 10 years. Yeah.
Turn our bullshit off and go watch The Sopranos.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but follow us on Twitter and like and share video.
Yeah, make sure you donate to the Patreon. And
the Patreon's not set up yet, and it won't be set up for a few months.
All right, y'all can just Venmo me then. Or Anthony.
Yeah.
But then, go watch The Sopranos. I thought, like, I lost internet or something when the ending happened. I was like, dang it. I had to go out, go back into the episode. Yeah. And then it happened again. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, so, way to end it. Yeah, no, I mean, it's a good ending. I haven't seen the show, so, I mean, I don't know. I know how it ends.
You only know the ending?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, you should watch it, dude.
I know.
Turn off our own end the podcast.
But let me make sure that I follow at theytalknow on twitter.com or x.com.
Yes, definitely do that.
Yeah, no, I mean, Breaking Bad, that's where Todd shoots the kid. Yeah.
Yeah, that was not great. But I see where you're coming from, though, with the abrupt cut to black.
Yeah, it is kind of like it, and you just see like created by Vince Villigan, and it's like this Matt Damon looking dude just shoots a kid.
Rip.
Oh, so I do think the memes out of Breaking Bad are so funny, where it's like a picture of like Walter White staring at somebody being like, I fucking hate you, I hate you, I hate you, and it's the like little kid that he poisoned.
All right, we're back.
All right. Next topic?
Yeah, let's see.
Where do you want to go to?
I don't have the list in front of me.
All right, I do. We can do Starfield, criminally underrated movie, or AI, or PS5 Pro.
Tell me about Starfield. I have yet to play it, but...
Okay, so I will not spoil it for you, even though it is a year out.
All right.
Just because I think... Also, it's a Bethesda game, so it's kind of hard to spoil, because those games are like what you make of them, right?
True. Just like life.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we spit out lessons here, you know. Shout out to you.
They're quick.
Yeah.
You got to catch them as they're flying by.
Mm-hmm. Got to catch them all, they could say.
Exactly.
No, Starfield, I've been playing it a lot recently to prep for this new DLC that's coming out called Shattered Space. That looks pretty cool. Night.
That sounds intriguing.
Yeah, no. I mean, there's some controversy about it, but...
Why?
Paid mods.
Wait, say again?
Paid mods.
Are they made by people or made by Bethesda?
Yes.
Oh, all of them are just paid?
No, not all of them are paid. There are free mods. Most of the ones made by people are free. And then most of the ones made by Bethesda are paid.
Mm-hmm.
But I do
how much are they?
I mean, they
scale on how big the mod is.
They cost, I don't know, you get like a 1100 like Bethesda bucks or whatever they're called. So there's like a whole like microtransaction now to it. And I don't know. Are you familiar with how Fallout mods work through the Creation Club?
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing. Fallout it's the 4. Same. Yeah. It's the same kind of thing.
Sorry.
Yeah. Bless you. Yeah, it's the same kind of like mechanic there as Fallout, but the difference with some of the mods you can still have achievements on, which is kind of cool. I kind of like.
Is it 16 times the mods?
Maybe. That's a.
Do you know what that's from?
No.
Todd Howard giving his speech about Fallout 76.
It just works.
Times the detail.
It just works.
It just works.
I'm Todd Howard, and sometimes it doesn't just work.
Fuck. I hate when it doesn't just work.
It doesn't just work. We're having a new Fallout TV show, and Elder Scrolls has been delayed again. It just works.
I like how you sound like your Joker impression, but also with the Todd Howard dialogue line.
Yeah, basically. Skyrim 2 is not coming out. You see? When I was a boy, I played Skyrim.
Oh, no.
On my Amazon smart fridge. My mom didn't like that. Not one bit. Just the Totter instead of the Joker. That was bad. We're skipping that.
Totter? Wow. All right.
I already know what the title of this episode is going to be, but...
Old man yells at love.
No, it's going to be something Call of Duty related. Yeah, but...
16 times the podcast.
I got to go back into the more Todd lore, man, because, like... I just...
Hang on, let me pull up his Wikipedia.
Oh, Jesus Christ, we're doing a deep dive on Todd Howard.
We're doing a 16 times as deep as your average deep
We should dive. Play a game on a future episode where we have to, like, guess the factoid of which Todd is it. And it's going to be Todd Howard or Todd McFarlane.
I'm down. We definitely should do that.
Yeah, he's like Batman, but, like, edgy. He has a gun. That's my pitch for Spawn.
Christ. Right, dude, this is crazy. Todd's had an interesting life.
Yeah. Care to share your findings?
Hang on. Let me pick out a couple details here for you.
All right. Pick them.
Okay.
Please.
This is straight from the article.
Okay.
During the holiday break of his senior year in college, Todd Howard, obtained a copy of Wayne Gretzky Hockey 1988 by Bethesda Softworks in Rockville, Maryland. On Martin Luther King Jr. Day, very specific here, he visited the offices of Bethesda Softworks, which he passed by daily on his commute from... Cool. All right, hang on. This is going nowhere.
The American public education system at work.
Oh.
This man can't read.
Okay, basically he just harassed Bethesda into giving him a job, because where I stopped reading, it literally said that he got rejected.
I just work. I just want to work. That's all I want.
It's like, what do you mean he got rejected? He works at the company.
He is right Bethesda, basically.
Yeah, he's the face of Bethesda.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, apparently he went to other conventions they were at because he worked at another game company, and he just, like, talked to them about, like, hey, you change your mind yet? Want to hire the Toddster?
Want to hire the Todd Father?
Exactly.
God Howard? All right.
What else we got?
No,
here?
But also just like there's some other like fixes to Starfield. Like they added a vehicle too, like a land vehicle.
I know that was a big problem. It was just a walking simulator.
It was just a walking simulator. Yeah, but like they added a vehicle. There's a few other QOL changes, quality of life changes that I wish they would make, but you know. It is what it is. I mean, it's still a pretty barren game, but I'm sure the mods on it. Because I'm playing on Xbox because my PC probably can't run Starfield.
It happens.
Yeah, no. I do intend to upgrade my PC at some point. I just don't know what to do or how to do it. But, I mean, my Xbox Series X works fine.
If only you had a friend that has built multiple PCs and could give you directions.
Yeah, if only I had a friend.
Exactly what to buy. If only there was someone you were... talking to that had all the answers for you.
Oh, Keegan, that's right.
Yeah, dude, hit him up.
No. Just no. All right. You also wanted to talk about AI.
Oh, yeah. That was just this conspiracy I made in my head one day, and I thought AI was being pushed to like replace people, but now I don't understand. Like, I just went off in a tangent in my head for like a couple minutes, and then I thought that might be a good talking point, but
I think it is because, well, one, you're also talking to someone who took an AI class in college. Shout out Northern Illinois University, top 25 in the nation at football. What do you want to know?
What did they teach you in the class?
Oh, about AI.
What about it?
Like, what it is. And, like, how it works and, like, certain things that are probably going to happen in the future with AI.
what certain things are going to happen in the future.
There's currently a lawsuit started by the New York Times against, you know, ChatGPT?
Of course.
Yeah, their parent company, OpenAI, they're suing them because OpenAI used all of the New York Times, like, history, all their previous articles, newspapers, web pages, whatever, to basically teach.
How can they prove that?
Because they admitted to it.
Oh. They'll get you.
Yeah. To teach ChatGPT how to write, basically.
Hmm.
And the New York Times is basically suing because they didn't give permission. They aren't profiting off of this. So we'll see how that goes in the courts. But if it does go into, like, if OpenAI loses that, free AI, how it exists right now, probably won't exist. In the future of AI, we're probably going to have a wide bevy of, or a large amount of, technological unemployment. So things such as, like, coders, graphic artists, video editors are probably going to be going down.
That's it?
No, I mean, there's more. I mean, there's more, which means we're probably going to have to institute some form of UBI or universal basic income, just because there's certain jobs that, I mean, let's be honest here, most jobs can probably be done by AI nowadays.
That's not, no, they can't.
Name 12 jobs.
Have you, like, used AI to get things done?
Yes.
It can't do it on its own, though.
It's, yeah,
stupid half the time.
No, they're gonna, no. So those positions, let's take graphic designers, for example. There's not gonna be graphic designers in the future. They're gonna be prompt engineers.
Good thing I'll be dead by then.
Yeah. Next year.
No, I still got two more good ones left in.
I think you think that.
Okay.
Yeah, but, like, I know you had mentioned to me previously in the past, like, why is being pushed so hard? And I think I do have an answer for that.
What's the answer?
These companies have invested so much into it that they don't want it to fail.
What a terrible investment.
So, like, look at, what's Twitter's AI? It's like Grok or something like that?
Yeah.
That's a stupid name. That sounds like, I mean, a caveman.
Well, I think that's kind of the idea.
Yeah. I refuse to call it X.com. I refuse.
That's fair. Give it a couple years.
No, I'm still going to call it Twitter. Yeah, like, literally, it's the 5th. The fifth option on the sidebar for Twitter. And you only have access to it if you have Twitter Blue or whatever it's called, Twitter Premium.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. It just doesn't. I don't know. There's just, AI to me is kind of like an issue. The genie's already out of the bottle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So things are going to change. Most definitely. I mean, it's going to have probably an alarming effect on the economy.
How so?
I am not qualified to speak on that.
Okay.
No, but I mean, like, look at the technological unemployment that's probably going to happen, right? It's going to change the workforce.
You said, look at this fact that is probably going to happen. How? How am I supposed to look at that?
I don't know. It just works. It just works. Or works. Most people won't just work. 16
times the unemployment. Well, I don't know. I think we got a long ways before anyone should be worried.
Yeah, I
about
think
this.
So too. I mean, let's be honest here. We're all going to die in the resource war, so I mean, it's not going to change much.
Yeah, with that attitude, you certainly will.
Okay. All right. All right. Okay.
You need to have a winner mentality.
Oh, war never changes.
I will not perish in the resource wars.
War never changes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. 16 times the war.
Yeah. Mr. President Howard, what do you want to do? I know exactly how to end this war. 16 times the money to Israel.
Oh my God. I'm not sure how political we're going to get.
I mean, we can get as political. I mean, listen, I'll make no...
We're polar opposites.
Are we? Are we, though?
It seems like it nowadays. It's all the rhetoric coming out of your mouth.
The rhetoric? Can you even spell that word?
You want me to?
Go ahead.
R-H-E-T-O-R-I-C.
Okay.
And I didn't have to go to NIU for that, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. Shout out you.
You goddamn right.
Shout out you. No, I mean, like, we can get political if we want. We are recording this before the debate. Or actually...
Okay, who we got?
The debate started 13 minutes ago, so I don't know. And I'm already getting Hassan tweets about the debate, so it's
Dude, it's like getting spoilers.
It's also him, so I don't know.
What does that even mean?
Do you know who Hassan is? Dude.
Yeah, he's annoying as hell.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, I don't know who to trust. He's like the Fox News for Democrats.
Oh my god. No, dude. CNN's a Fox News for Democrats.
No, but I'll digress.
Fake news.
Okay. All right. All right. Anyway. You wanted to bring up criminally underrated movie. What do you got?
Oh yeah, I was gonna think of a movie here.
Okay.
I can't remember what...
I have a few, if you wanna... Tell you what, while you're talking, while you're thinking, I'll bring up one. I already mentioned it earlier. Prometheus. To me. Prometheus, okay, to me, is a very underrated movie, because I think people thought it was going to be an alien movie straight out the gate, and it's just not. It's more like an exploratory, like, where does the human race come from? And then I think the studio wanted it to be an alien movie, so the director was like, okay, fine, I'll put an alien in at the end. And then they were like, oh, that movie did really good, but we want more aliens. So then he made Alien Covenant, which is the most angry movie I've ever seen in my life. You know how, like, some movie, you know, some movies are, like, made with love and, like, care?
Yeah.
I think Alien Covenant was just made with hate. Like, it's insane. It's like, you want your fucking xenomorph, I'll give it to you here. And it has a gun now. It doesn't have a gun, but...
They have guns now.
They have guns now. The Spawn xenomorph. Voiced by Keith David.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
He voiced the Arbiter in Halo.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you? You got another pick?
Yeah, actually... It's called The Borderlands.
Okay.
It's completely different. No relation to the video game. It's like a found footage horror movie, basically. And I know found footage, there's a lot of them. Seem like there's a big fad earlier in the 2010s, whatnot.
Okay. But yeah, 2013.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any of those years. Anyways, it's pretty good. It's two British gents in it, so you get to hear a wonderful accent the whole time.
Is it a horror movie?
Yes.
Okay, I'm looking at the right page, I think.
Like, horror asterisk. Because it originally came out in England as The Borderlands,
okay.
But in the US it's called Final Prayer.
Okay, I am looking at the right Wikipedia page. Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't spoil it for yourself, because this one you really have... no idea what's gonna happen at the end. It is completely out of left field.
Can I guess?
Amazing. If you want.
Okay,
to.
So
read
the,
it from the Wikipedia.
The Wikipedia page is closed. I promise.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess how it ends. What were the main characters' names? Do you know?
Yeah. There's Gray, who's the cameraman, and Deacon, who is the. Okay, I didn't give a synopsis, but basically. This Deacon character works for the Vatican. And
oh, he's an actual deacon. His name's not Deacon.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing. He's not addressed to as any other name other than Deacon the entire movie.
So is his name Deacon or is his title Deacon?
That's up for debate, dude. They don't call him any other name in the movie. So
I think the way it ends, Gray dies and then Deacon is like, huh. Guess we're in some kind of borderlands, huh?
Not quite. Close.
Oh.
Kind of.
I don't know. Okay.
But yeah, great movie, unexpected ending. Like sometimes if people say there's like a twist in a movie, you'll kind of be able to figure out what the twist is since someone already told you that. Like,
yeah,
you
there is a twist the whole time.
But I really didn't ruin anything because you can look for it as much as you want to. You're not going to find it. You will have no idea how it ends.
Okay.
Just from that. So give it a watch. If you like that stuff, it's not too scary. So you could definitely watch it by yourself. Not
it's more thriller than horror.
Kind of.
Okay. Because I'm not a big horror movie guy. Like,
I am.
Yeah, I just said I'm not.
Well,
I mean, I don't know. I think my favorite horror movie is probably the only horror movie I think I've seen in theaters was It, for the first one. Not the one from like the 80s, but.
Yeah, I don't even really classify that as a horror movie.
No, you don't? What would you call that then?
Well, I guess it is, but there's just so much comedic relief in it that it's like a beginner horror movie, I guess.
Okay.
Fine, we'll call it a horror movie, but like it's a beginner.
I mean, like inherently, I do think it is horror.
Like I loved it. I'm not shitting on the movie at all for not being scary, but yeah, it was really good.
But like Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness was supposed to be a horror movie, but like is it? No.
Good point.
Exactly. I don't know. There's other like horror. Oh no, I've seen all the Saws, except for
me too.
Except for their most recent ones.
I love the Saw movies so much. Me and my girl watch every single one, and we just binge them like 3 or 4 at a time. Sometimes.
No,
they're so good.
Do you have a favorite one?
Yes.
Okay. On the count of three, we're gonna say it. Okay. Each of our favorite ones. Okay. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Saw 2.
Saw 3D.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Way off.
Yeah. All right. So you're going. 3D. That's what, 5?
One scene.
The Chester Bennington thing?
Hang on. Oh, yeah. I think he is in it.
Is he in that one or is he in Saw 6? Hang on. Well, I'm going to Google Chester Bennington and it's going to pull up Emily Armstrong.
Yeah. He's in Saw 3D. It's all also right. called.
Saw 7.
Saw the final chapter.
Yeah. Which, yeah, boy, do I have news for them. It's not the final chapter. Not even close.
Despite their best efforts, Saw has survived.
Yeah, exactly. Somehow Saw has returned.
Back. Dude, and it's still crushed at the box office.
Dude,
too.
It's crazy. Because I haven't seen the most recent one. What was it called? Like
Saw X.
Is that what it was called, or was it called John Kramer? I don't know. It was not called John Kramer. It was I haven't seen that one. I haven't seen Spiral.
James Kramer, John.
Yeah, I haven't seen Jigsaw either. I own it, but I haven't seen it. Yeah.
Why is Saw 2 your favorite?
I just really like the police procedural to it. Yeah.
That's fair.
That's why. But I think Saw 1's the best one, like from a critical perspective.
Yeah, I definitely agree. The first Saw movie, like I didn't watch any Saw movies until this year.
Okay.
I just randomly decided to watch the first one. And after I watched it, I was like, yeah, I can see why they got the green light to make a lot more of these, because that was really good.
And also that movie only cost like what, like $3 million, if that even? Hold on. Let me look up what Saw's budget was.
I'm pretty sure there was
1.2.
Yeah, I think there was a Saw before that was made by the guy before he like had enough money to.
Oh, really like a short film.
Short film, yeah. And then it got picked up.
No, that makes sense. Yeah. Cool. I mean, because it made $100 million at the box office on a budget of 1.2.
Yeah, that's.
So in reality, it made $100 million because you have to double the movie budget.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
that's definitely a nice payday.
No, that definitely is. And yeah, I mean, to me, like, I know people like there's like, oh, those movies are just torture porn, and they're, you know,
I mean, yeah, basically,
but like the first one's actually a good movie. Yeah,
yeah, The story gets so crazy.
Oh my god, dude, you almost need the Wikipedia page open. Yeah. Because you're like, what is Detective Hoffman up to? What? He's around?
Exactly.
Yeah. I was every time I was like, oh, Danny Glover is gonna show up in this one, and then I'm like, oh no, he's dead. I think he's the only one who actually stayed dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god, the people coming back into it was ridiculous. They found a way to shoehorn like every single person in to another movie.
Like, somehow, I'm John Kramer's accountant. How else do you think he got Jigsaw LLC up and off the ground without the feds knowing? With how much property he owns. And then, I mean, I got to see the new one because I know that there's the eyeball trap that was in all the posters too.
Yeah. It's definitely in there.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay, you've seen all of them. Okay, I haven't seen Spiral, Jigsaw, or Saw X.
Yeah.
Yeah,
every single one of those.
Yeah, I need to watch those. I know Spiral is probably the worst one, but
I don't know. They all kind of blend together.
You almost have to watch them all in one sitting, otherwise you're not gonna have any idea like what's going on.
They should re-release it as just Saw, and it's like 13 hours longer.
Say release it as a show and just binge it.
Oh, you definitely could do that too.
Yeah. I mean, they have that Saw convention every year, too.
Where?
Yeah, it's called SawCon.
Oh, my. Of course it is.
SawCon these nuts.
No way.
That was a Haktua level joke. We do highbrow humor here, okay?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Fuck, can't stand that bitch either.
The Haktua girl? Go off?
Yeah.
Go off?
Dude, I don't even really want to get into it because I've seen interviews with her. She seems like a nice lady, so I don't want to say anything bad, but it's just so fucking annoying.
No, I do think that she has like overstayed her welcome, I would say. Yeah. I think what she's doing now, she should have done straight off the gate.
Wait, what?
I think what she's doing now with like the podcast, she should have done right away.
Oh, I mean, I guess she probably just thought of the idea for it.
Oh, well, it's Jake Paul's podcasting network, so she didn't think of the idea. He did.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Saw, we talked Breaking Bad. Oh, PS5 Pro.
Oh, okay. What about it? I haven't really heard anything about it. I just know it's coming out.
You're familiar with the PS4 Pro?
Yeah, I have one.
It's the same thing.
Why would they do that?
It's the same thing. It's basically the same thing, but for the PS5. They uploaded a picture of the difference in graphics between the two, between the PS5 and the PS5 Pro. I think the PS5 Pro has, like, barely any noticeable, but there's more shadows.
Okay.
Guess the price.
$500?
No, that's how much the PS5 is.
Dang. PS5, $500.
PS5 and Xbox Series X are both at $500 right now.
Wow.
They have not dropped.
Yeah, that's kind of steep. It's better than $1,000, like when the PS4 first came out, or PS5 first came out.
Yeah, well.
Wait, so how much is it?
$700.
That's crazy.
That's insane. Why? I almost hope it fails, just on the basis of that. how much it is. Because imagine if this is successful. Imagine how much the PS6 is going to be.
Yeah.
Like, we're easily looking at, like, over $1,000.
Make one every year.
Like, the PS6 is easily going to be over $1,000 if this is successful.
We'll see. It probably won't be successful.
I don't think it is.
Put up with that.
I don't know if it will be. I mean, I don't know who they're marketing this for. Because I feel like all the people who...
Yes.
Have the PS5, wouldn't just sell it and then go buy a PS5 Pro. I don't know who.
I don't know.
This is for, and they have like AI enhanced ray tracing, and it's like what?
Well, that actually does help.
And it's like this can run 8K games, and it's like your PS5 can too.
Yeah. That's a good point. Like, what are the real selling points?
Because the PS5 can...
All you mentioned was just the slight graphics improvement.
Let me look at this. PS5 Pro. Oh, there's no disk drive, too.
No.
2 terabytes SSD. Upgraded GPU. More compute units than the current PS5. 28% faster memory. 45% faster rendering. Oh, no, it's not AI-driven ray tracing. It's advanced ray tracing.
Oh, okay.
And then they have AI-driven upscaling.
Oh, okay, so that's just like DLSS, basically.
I'm sure. But... Well,
yeah, you don't have a PC right now.
No, I mean, I do have a PC, but here's the thing.
But not with, like, a... Like, what graphics card do you have?
I have a... Oh God, it's written 1070.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah, I have a GeForce GTX 1070.
Yeah, dude, that's a great card.
Is it?
Does not have ray tracing or DLSS, but
great
card though.
Yeah. Also the vertical stand, you know how like the PS4s are usually stored vertically?
Yeah.
Yeah, sold separately.
Why?
it's great.
So over.
Yeah, $699, €699, ¥100,000.
That's a lot of
includes
yen.
Tax.
16 times the yen. Just keep making that stupid fucking.
It just yens. No, this is just egregious. Like, I'm looking at the comments for this. Like, just with the no disc... Oh, they're selling an additional disc drive, but it's $80.
No way the disc drive is DLC, dude. This sucks.
Yeah, dude, the disc drive is literally DLC. They've made that meme real life.
It's so over, dude. We're cooked.
Like, I know that the next Xbox is not going to have a disc drive. I know that. I know that for a fact.
You've accepted it?
Yeah, I've accepted it. That discs are done. They're just going to be thrown into the ocean and they're going to call it a day.
Rip.
But, like, I don't know. This is just insane to me. The fact that Sony would think to even put this out.
Like, yeah, if it was like a Hatsune Miku edition and had like a Hatsune Miku like livery on the PS5 Pro, then I could see it. But it doesn't. Yeah, it's not going to fly.
No, it's not. Well, for $700, dude, who is this for? I don't know.
People with $700.
For $700. The average American doesn't have $400 to spend in case of emergencies.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. I hope that this thing fails because, one, it means that Sony thinks that they're winning the console war right now. And like, I don't want to get too in-depth into that, but I don't think that they are.
And they just invaded Russia in the winter.
Pretty much. Dude.
Dang.
They... Because, like, this doesn't make sense. People are livid about this. Even, like, the typical, you know, Sony fanboys are even livid at this. This is ridiculous to me. Oh, wait. Oh, it also include a copy of Astro's Playroom pre-installed.
Oh, wow, dude. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say that at the beginning?
I should have. But for $700, I would expect, you know, Kratos to deliver me the console himself.
For real, dude. Abandoned daughter. QuickTime event.
That is so fucking funny. That QuickTime event. Oh, God. I don't know what I need to put as the intro to this episode. Either the QuickTime event for Kratos' daughter, Dodge shooting that kid, or the Call of Duty Black Ops 6.
Oh, no. Honestly, any of those are a stellar choice.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'll flip a 3-sided coin for it.
Oh, there you go, dude.
Yeah. But, like, this... I don't know. And this thing just It looks stupid too. I don't know if you've actually seen it.
Oh, let me take a look here.
Yeah, just search PS5 Pro. Because I can't tell if it's smaller than the current one. It's got to be, right? Because it's no disc drive.
Yeah, it looks like.
You'd think it would be. But, like, I didn't think we were doing this for this current generation. Because I know Xbox doesn't have a console refresh for mid-gen. Because the thing that leaked, the Brooklyn, that's an entirely new console.
I hate when the gen's mid. I feel like it is smaller.
It's gotta be, right? I don't know. I won't be buying. I've also never owned a PlayStation, so I won't be starting here.
That's fair. I like them.
This is the same kind of shit that happened with the PS3. Because if you don't remember, Microsoft really lost the original Xbox versus PS2 war, which then led Sony to think that, oh, okay, we can just do whatever we want now. There was an email saying, we're selling this console for $600. People will get second jobs to buy it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's which would get somebody fired today. But,
yeah.
They don't have the competition in the marketplace right now. Even though I think that they should act like they do, because let's face it, if Microsoft wanted to, they could start firing on all cylinders and end PlayStation.
How are they going to do that?
When they bought Activision?
Oh.
Make COD an exclusive.
Oh, yeah, I could do it, I guess.
I think that would do it. Because...
Depends if COD has enough hype, dude.
This year it does. This year it does.
All right. You sound very sure about
that. Oh, I'm positive, dude. I'm looking at, like, the gameplay perspectives of this. Dude, people are playing the new COD beta that I talked about earlier. And dude, they're so, like, overwhelmingly positive on it. Because one, Treyarch actually, like, tried something new. It wasn't just a reskin of the old one.
That's always lovely to see.
Yep. But yeah, no, if they were to make COD exclusive, I think that Sony would stop doing shit like this. This is ridiculous.
It's definitely possible.
Also, like, is there... Okay, so hold on. God of War Ragnarok, that's on the PS4, correct?
I don't know off the top of my head. I don't have it.
Or Ragnarok. That is on the PS4. Spider-Man 2, I know, is PS5 exclusive. That one I know. Is that the only game? Oh, Astrobot. That just came out. Yeah. Astro's Playhouse or whatever. Playroom. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. But, like, there's people still playing their PS4 Pros, and they're playing just fine. I mean, sure, it sounds like a bomb, but, like, you know. I don't know. It just...
I don't know. To be honest, I don't really pay too much attention to the consoles.
No.
So.
Which shocks me, because I feel like you would be such a good, like, guy to get Game Pass.
Because
they have it for PC.
Like, three games.
Well, they have it for... Oh, okay. What game? Oh, can I guess the games you play?
Yeah, go ahead.
League of Legends.
No.
Tarkov.
No.
War Thunder.
No.
Hell Let Loose.
No.
Hold on. What was that? What was that Xbox child porn game? Hold on.
Oh my god.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, hold on. I'll find it.
Why do you know about what is that? What is this?
Because
that you're pulling up here?
It's like a famous game that is like. You can get arrested. No, you can get arrested for owning this game. And it's an Xbox game. Hold on. Xbox. Child.
It's a dog. Porn
game. I open an incognito tab.
Oh, you didn't do our NordVPN sponsor.
No, I didn't. Xbox.
Fuck, dude. Fuck NordVPN.
I don't remember what the game was called, but it was some game that was, like, real life, like, videos of like women like flashing, and one of them was like 16.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So that was part of it. Anyway, but yeah, no, that game, like, you like legally can't own. Like, I think like GameStop will call like the police if you try to trade it in.
They have a silent alarm.
Yeah, they have a silent alarm.
The big red button underneath the desk, dude. Just instantly.
Yeah, it's not even a hotline. Yeah, it's a police station. It goes straight to the FBI. Yeah.
They'll drop everything to come get your ass.
Yeah. I'm trying to find out what game this was. Oh, it was called The Guy Game.
Yeah, that already sounds like some shit like that. What kind of a name is that?
2004 adult video game developed by Top Heavy Studios, published by Top Heavy Studios doesn't even have a Wikipedia page. Controversy.
Oh, well, again, for the best.
Yeah. Metacritic scored 47 out of 100. IGN 7.7 out of 10.
But there's no way.
I'm looking at it right now.
This is so crazy.
Xbox Nation 0 out of 10. GameSpot 7.5. Game Informer 3 out of 10. Dude, the like median of this game is going to be like 5 by default because yeah, of how real. Like it's so ridiculous. Yeah, no, Texas Third District Court of Appeals ruled that the game cannot be owned or purchased.
Oh, good on them.
Yeah, anonymous plaintiff. Clearly, yeah, because
how did this even start? Like, who made this fucking game and was like, oh yeah, this should work.
Top Heavy Studios. Well, it was based off of like the Girls Gone Wild kind of TV shows.
Okay.
Like Spring Break.
When did this come out?
This came out in 2004.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was led by former Metroid Prime developer Jeff Spangenberg, who sought to create an interactive game with an appeal to men inspired by Girls Gone Wild series of pornographic videos. What?
What was his last name again?
Spangenberg.
Interesting.
Okay. Chill, Kanye. Chill.
I did not say anything.
Chill. I know where you're going with that, and I don't like it.
That, how do you know where I'm going with it? I literally didn't say anything.
I know how you think. Anyway.
That doesn't make any sense.
Anyway. How the hell did we get to
you
video game child porn from PS5 Pro?
You brought that
up. How did
up.
We get there? I don't know.
I don't know either. Oh, you're trying to guess the three games.
That's right. The three games that you play. Hearthstone?
Yeah. No.
Am I close?
No.
BG3?
I don't know what that is.
Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, no.
Elden Ring.
Not yet, anyways. I'll probably get that. Elden Ring I do play sometimes.
Is that one of the three, though?
No.
No. Okay, you have a three, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Are they more modern games? Oh, CSGO?
Yeah. No. Dude, we're going to be here all night.
Valorant.
No.
Give me a hint.
I actually just got a new mouse that would be perfect for Valorant, but I don't play it. You want a hint?
Yeah.
Warhammer 40,000.
Oh, definitely. Is it the new one? Is it the new Space Marine 2?
No, dude. Oh. I'm pissed. That came out yesterday. I got it. And I just got this new curved monitor that's ultra widescreen. Game doesn't support ultra widescreen on release. I'm refunding it, dog. There's no way. Not in the year of our Lord 2024.
How
are you making your game not ultra widescreen?
So wait, did you open it and then it was like this monitor is not supported?
No. I can still play the game, but there's either black bars or it is just stretched to hell, dude. Terrible.
Darktide?
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's, yeah, that's the game. One. Okay, that's number one. All right.
Yeah, if anybody wants to play Darktide, just DM me on Twitter. Let's run it.
His Twitter will be in the comment section down below. As will mine. So I got Darktide. The other two. Yeah. Are they both Warhammer games?
One is.
Space Marine 1?
No. But that was great back in the day.
I don't know. I've never been a big... No, 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 no. The Warhammer one, tell me.
Okay. Total War, Warhammer 3.
Okay.
TM.
Okay. Thanks. Cool. And then the other one. It's not a Warhammer game.
Yeah, the other one is Dota 2.
Oh. Okay.
You're pretty close.
Yeah, it was close. My next guess was going to be Civ.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
No, I never really got into that.
No, you never did? I tried. I don't think I like turn-based games.
Oh, okay. You wouldn't like the Total War.
Yeah, I don't think I would. Well, is Total War the same thing as like Total Rome or whatever it is, basically?
Yeah.
I would presume it is.
Total War Rome, you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah. I would assume it is. Yeah, I'm just not a big turn-based guy. I can't do it.
That's fair. Well, I mean, only half the game is turn-based. Just the, like, building and stuff is turn-based, but then you fight the battles in real time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and sometimes they last a while. Like, you can be in one battle for, like, a half an hour to an hour.
Okay.
This is a good time.
Because I know Baldur's Gate 3 is, like, the opposite. The fights are turn-based, and then the rest of it's not.
Yeah, it's not like that at
okay.
all.
Okay.
It's not even remotely close.
All right. Yeah, because I just could never get into Warhammer. Like, I don't know what it was. It's just there's like 40 years of lore, and I couldn't get into it.
Well, maybe one day you'll come around.
I don't think
so. It doesn't have to be for everybody, but I enjoy it. It's a good time.
I don't know. What is Warhammer similar to?
Wait, Warhammer 40,000 or just Warhammer?
The thing that you do.
There's like two different ones. Oh. Well, I play games that are from both.
Okay, what's the difference?
Warhammer 40,000 is in the grim darkness of the future.
It's the year 40,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And regular Warhammer is basically Lord of the Rings with more factions.
Oh.
But all of the Lord of the Rings factions do. It's very similar.
So is Warhammer in the same... Is Warhammer the past of Warhammer 40K?
See, now that's where you get into it. There's a lot of different theories. There's a theory that all of Warhammer 40,000 is inside of this jar that this wizard has in regular Warhammer.
Okay, now you've lost me.
So, like... Yeah, it
you lost me when it comes to jar theories. And I don't want to think about... I don't want to think about things in jars.
Why?
You knew damn well why.
Okay.
You damn well know why. I'm putting my Funko Pop in a jar to...
Oh. No, I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, that's what I was going at.
I thought like you maybe put a jar in your ass and it broke or something.
You know what I learned a few days ago?
What?
We're ignoring that altogether. The you know Ball, the company that makes mason jars.
Yeah.
Do you know what else they make?
Wait, what about them?
Do you know what else they make?
What?
They make pieces for the Hubble Space Telescope.
That's pretty cool. Now those are jars you can trust.
Yeah. Like I want my.
Like if you put the
stop
in your ass, they won't break.
What is it with you and like jars and like? Breaking.
Why'd you pronounce the R like that?
How did I pronounce it?
Dude, you did a little pirate accent for a second.
Oh, dude, my accent like ebbs and flows. My accent like ebbs and flows throughout the day. It's
dude, bring back the Jonquer.
The Jonquer? Should we do an entire episode? Episode 2, we're just doing Kid Cudi speak. How about that?
Okay, that sounds great.
Just all humming.
I do the hum check into the mic.
Yeah, I was listening to All of the Lights on my way home from
All of the Lights.
Yeah, oh, sorry, now on. We're gonna get fucking demonetized because
Yeah, I hit that shit too.
You did hit that shit. You got the pipes. That is maybe the most star-studded song I've ever heard in my life.
Hmm.
Like, let me just look up who else is on this track. It's Kanye West, Rihanna, Kid Cudi, Fergie, Elton John, LaRue. I think Jay's on that track too. You know LaRue, the Bulletproof band? This time, baby, I'll be bulletproof. You know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just dying at my own joke. Don't mind me.
Yeah, hold on. Okay. Oh, yeah, and Alicia Keys.
Oh, wow.
Drake's on that track, too.
No.
I mean, we could...
What, dude? Yeah, you ever hear that Yeet song with Drake where Drake's like, money for fun? Dude.
No.
Dude, oh my god, you have to hear it. Hang on, let me find it for you.
Send it to me on Discord. Don't play it.
Think I'm joking when I did it like that? That's exactly how it is on the song.
Send it to me on Discord because I'm not going to watch it now, but I'll watch it when we're done.
All right. We won't get your reaction. I thought it might be cool to get your reaction.
Well, because I don't want to get the video taken down.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you could have muted the song.
I mean, I could. I also could just edit it, too, but I don't feel like doing that much editing.
All right, whatever.
All right, speaking of Drake.
What about him?
Do we want to talk about...
Who's performing at the halftime show?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Dude, he's going to call Drake a pedophile on the biggest stage of an American year.
He sure is.
That's insane. And have you seen Nicki Minaj on Twitter?
No.
Dude, she is going... She is complaining so hard that Lil Wayne's not performing.
Well, why would he be?
It's in New Orleans.
I don't know.
But also, I don't want to be that guy, but, has Lil Wayne done anything in the last 10 years?
Yeah. Yeah, he dropped... Let me see.
Lil Wayne discography.
Yeah, I gotta pull it up because I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull it up. I think it's a sequel or something. The Carter 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was about to say that was the last time I like.
Yeah, that was 6 years ago.
He has an album called I Am Music. That's crazy.
He's got an album called I Am Not a Human Being 2.
This is insane, dude.
He's got an album called Trust Fund Babies. With him and Rich the Kid.
Dude, you ever see that that video of the girl who filmed Lil Wayne in 2008 or something on her flip phone? And it's she posted it on Facebook and the caption was, Lil Wayne looking sexy as hell without a shirt on. And you look at the video.
It's like one pixel.
Yes, you can count the pixels on your hand. It's literally just a spot moving around. It's so fucking funny.
Oh god, dude, that's so crazy to me that I used to think that that was such a good quality, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. I was like, there has to be something better.
No, because I used to watch TV on a CRT, so I was oh, this is incredible. I can see all of it, and then we got a plasma. No, not a plasma.
Yeah, you used to be able to touch the screen and get a nice little buzz. Yeah. You do that now, you're going to fucking ruin your TV.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because the TV that's about 5 yards to my left probably weighs about 600 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because those were heavy, dude.
Save that bad boy.
I want a TV that could, create enough radioactive waste. Oh, sorry, what?
Do you turn it on once in a while and make sure it's maintained?
No, it's not plugged in. There's no way it's maintained. It's a shelf now. It has my Xbox 360 and my Xbox One box on it.
Oh, nice. That's a great port.
Yeah. It also has a Model A10 Warthog on top of the Xbox 360 box.
Let's go.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Do we have any other points?
I don't think so, unless you had something you wanted to do.
Nah. How long have we been going for?
I don't know. I wasn't counting. Oh, hour 10.
Pretty good for the first one.
Yeah, pretty good for the first one. Yeah, exactly. Our link tree will be in the description down below, so feel free to reach out to us, as well as our business email for advertisers. Oh, shit, I was going to do an ad read. We're about an hour in, so we missed it. I'll throw it at the end. I'll just insert it in at the end. It'll be something to the effect of, like, hey, you, are you tired at work all the time? Try crack. Back to you. And that was our ad read. We want to thank our precious sponsors.
The Reagan administration?
Yeah, the Reagan administration? The Reagan movie? Ronald Reagan, when he puts crack in the inner cities. It just works.
16 times the crack.
16 times the missiles going to Iran-Contra. 16 times the sales of missiles that we sell to Iran. You know, I was in Black Ops Cold War.
You sound more like Nixon.
I know. I really can't do presidents. I can do a Trump, but I'm not going to. I thought that was Elvis at first.
No. That was Nixon.
I got it now. Yeah, he did have a little bit of rumble. I've seen Futurama. I can do like a few syllables of Obama. I mean, I think everybody can.
I feel American.
I feel Americans. Let me be queer. All right, everyone can do a little bit of Trump. RFK is a tricky one.
Yeah, that's an advanced.
Because you kind of need to kind of talk like you're losing your mind a little bit, and like then the jonkler, yeah, like the jonkler. But there's a certain amount of mercury that you can keep in the body.
Oh, fuck.
I killed a bear with my bare hands, and I don't know. Just, I don't even know if any of that was usable. If you could hear any of that.
It definitely is.
Okay.
All right, dog. All right. Well, good talk.
Good talk. You want to promote anything?
September 10th, 2024.
Do you want to promote anything?
Oh. Yeah, check out my music if you want.
Send me the link. I'll put it in the description.
Okay, we're that.
I mean, you can describe it too. Sell me.
Yeah, if you like yelling music, you like it.
You call it Satanism because of the screaming and the music. I call it shit because it sucks.
Basically.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Linkin Park. Can we talk about Linkin Park real quick?
I think we should save it for the next one.
Okay. All right.
Because I do have other stuff to do.
Oh, okay. Understood. I forgot. Yeah, no. We'll try to do an hour, and then maybe like once we get in the hang of it, once we get better at it.
Yeah, we could definitely go longer.
Yeah, but for a first episode, great.
Oh, yeah, I'd say stellar, dude.
All right. We'll see you guys next time. You know, most podcasts don't get an episode 2. We will not be like that.
What's the statistic?
I don't know.
We'll go with 4 out of 10.
Get an episode 2? I think it's less than that.
We'll go with 4 out of 10.
Okay. All right. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you guys next time.
Thanks for listening.
We talked now.